All right, but you're not really sailing. It doesn't have sails.
I think, yeah. So I'm going to go on a cruise, for those of you who don't know. And I'm sorry if I was off pitch right there. I was going a cappella with nothing to support me except for my brain and my voice.
Yeah.
Which a lot of times does not do me well. Anyway, I'm going on a cruise with my family, and I think they still say set sail.
Yeah, it's you know, nautical stuff, right? You got to get all, you have to have your own little language when you walk onto a boat. It's not left, it's port, it's not right, it's starboard, it's not the front, it's the bow, or it's not the rear, it's the stern.
It's the lead deck.
Fire up the engines, we got to set sail. It's like, all right, that's fair enough. But it's a big honking cruise, like we're talking Royal Caribbean or what here?
It's a Carnival cruise.
Okay.
So my family, for those of you who don't know, I'm one of seven siblings.
Yeah.
And I've got, you know, a little over a dozen nephews and nieces.
So you guys have your own ship.
So really, we're gonna be rocking like 30 strong on this cruise.
Man. That's a lot.
It's a lot of family. And for most of them, this is their first cruise.
Yeah.
And we're only doing a 3-night, 4-day cruise. So all it does is it goes from Long Beach to Catalina Island to Ensenada and back. Not bad.
Yeah. I think you should brawl with other families on the ship. I think you should like do this whole Thunderdome. I mean, you guys got it. 30 of you? You could Thunderdome that thing and just take the ship.
You know,
over.
Honestly, with families that big, you don't need to plan brawls.
This is true. That just happened naturally. But I'm saying, instead of brawling with each other, you should just, you know, focus it all outward. You should just rule the ship.
Yeah, I
guess. Lord of the Flies, but on water.
I guess it's a short enough cruise where, I mean, there's nothing too bad that can actually happen.
You can do a lot in 4 days. Well, that'll be fun. That'll be fun.
It should be. Have you ever been on a cruise?
I have not. I have never been out like on a boat in deep ocean water. So I'm curious actually as to whether or not I would get seasick. I have no idea if I would get motion sickness at all. The only thing that ever makes me nauseous in terms of motion is spinning in a circle. Like I can do roller coasters up and down all day long.
If you can do up and down or like swings and stuff, you should be fine.
But that's what I'm thinking.
Even if you thought that you might get motion sickness, you could always do, what is that, Dramamine or whatever that is.
Yeah. Although I saw, what were we watching? We were watching, either I was watching something or something that we were watching for one of the podcasts. There was a part dealing with motion sickness, and they said to put like a plug in one ear. To help with what motion sickness. I'm trying to think what it was that I was watching where that came into play. And I meant to Google it to find out if that's true. Because if so, I was going to tell my mom. Because she'll do, if they do ferry rides or if they take a trip over to Victoria, British Columbia, she'll have to take like Gingerol or something to deal with the motion sickness. And I was like, oh, well, that would be kind of, I don't know, maybe worth a try like a little
that
ear
would
plug
be,
that
yeah.
you put in. But which makes sense because the whole concept of motion sickness has to do with your inner ear.
Yep.
So that's what I'm curious as to. Honestly, the main reason I want to go on a cruise is simply to see, do I get motion sickness? But those things are so huge.
Yeah, you know, I only got a little seasick. I've been on two cruises, and one Katie and I did for our honeymoon. We did an 11-day cruise. It went from Vancouver. Yeah.
Oh,
nice. Victoria. British
well,
Columbia.
Well, close to Vancouver, so they should honestly
wait,
have
Vancouver.
Like,
no, wait, Vancouver.
They should
in
have
British...
an island between the two of
Gosh,
those spots
what,
where they call
what is with my mind?
Vancouria.
You know, beautiful British Columbia.
Yeah.
We were in Vancouver, BC, and we took the trip from there to Hawaii.
Ooh, hey, that's...
Where's Victoria?
Victoria is... so
it's by it, right?
Yeah. So Victoria is like you've got Vancouver, BC, right, and then west of it, basically. We're not gonna get too technical here, but west of Vancouver, on Vancouver Island, is Victoria, BC. And if I just got Vancouver Island wrong, and you're in Canada and you're listening to this, please forgive me. I love you. Hockey's my favorite sport.
That's why I thought I'd ask you.
Adopt a child.
Yeah. Now, anyway, we're going to edit all of my, you know, mishaps out because
nah.
I have to sound perfect in this podcast.
Nah, no editing allowed of that.
Now, so anyway, it went from Vancouver
to
Hawaii and then hit five islands, but we spent 5.5 days at sea. And on one day, there was a tsunami warning for Hawaii. And I just remember that day, it was just a little bit rockier of a ship ride. And that was the only time I've ever been a little seasick. But
the only time I got seasick was during a tsunami warning.
Yeah, it didn't. Didn't do too much to the ship, but it definitely rocked it a bit. But then on the like adult side, there was like an adults, no kids side lounge area on the Lido deck where there's hot tubs, a pool. So you just chill super quiet.
Yeah.
They had hammocks. So I just went into a hammock.
Nice.
And then I was just fine. Because, I mean, think about it. If the boat's rocking, you're in a hammock. You're like, oh, I'm meant to rock. Whatever. I'm in a hammock. This is great.
Tsunami warning.
But anyway, a cruise is great. A cruise, you have a ton of entertainment. There's a ton of food. You don't have to do any dishes. You don't have to worry about any of that. If you want more food, go get more food. If you want to work out, go work out. There's putt-putt on some of them or basketball hoop or they do. Sometimes they'll show a movie on a big screen and you can watch it from the pool.
They're a floating city.
Yeah.
I mean, they're ridiculously huge.
And anytime I ever hear the word Lido, the words Lido deck, I instantly think of Wall-E.
Nice. Anything that makes you think of Wall-E is a positive.
Every time. Oh, man.
That's such a great little flick.
Yeah, because they're basically just on a cruise ship.
Yeah.
They're basically on a cruise ship that is in space. Yeah. And that's all it is.
Yeah, it really
is.
So
the real point of this is if you're going to go on a cruise, remember, cruises are temporary.
Yeah.
If you want to make them permanent, that's how we get to Wall-E.
True. Also, if you don't normally get seasick, you might if a tsunami warning is in effect in the area you're on a cruise ship, which makes sense because tsunamis are kind of a big thing.
Yes.
I can. So have you ever seen on like YouTube videos from the Japan?
Gosh, our geography teachers right now are rolling over in their classrooms
that,
because
I know
they're probably still alive.
I know where I was talking about. My English teacher and my pronunciation, she might not be so happy with.
Mm.
But I can remember there was one video showing one of the Japanese, I don't know, maybe it was a fishing trawler or it was a slightly larger boat, but it was a video of them heading out to sea as the tsunami wave was coming. The thing that will always stick in my mind is it wasn't just like this big wave, you know. The wave goes up and it plateaus,
mm-hmm.
at tabletops, and they're on top of this wave that just goes and goes and goes, and that really gave me... I mean, you can see all the little drawings, all the graphs in the world, but you see that, and that's in deeper water, right? So that's before it's starting to break and it's starting to swamp inland, and it just shows you why they're so destructive, because it's not just like this wave. It's literally the entire ocean level is all of a sudden, broomp, you're up about 40 meters, 30 meters. I mean, it was huge. It went up, but then it just flattens out, and you're like, oh my gosh, that's the water.
I know, it's unreal. There's did you ever see the movie The Impossible? Ewan McGregor, Nicole Kidman, about the tsunami that happened over there.
Oh no, but you know what? It's in my. I think I saw. Is it on Netflix?
I don't know, but I know Katie and I actually watched it in theaters, which was a crazy experience because it was about the 2004 tsunami.
Yeah, over in Indonesia.
And you know, you think about a tsunami and you see like tsunami, like you said, graphics or stuff, and then you'll see videos and everything. But man, what they like the directors and how they actually portrayed everything was absolutely unreal, horrific. Like it pushes it beyond everything that you would think would happen.
I'll admit, I'm morbidly fascinated with videos on you. It's probably something I've watched countless times. Is the videos of the tsunami hitting Japan, because it is just mind-blowing to me. They have these massive seawalls around some of these villages that are like 30, 40 meters tall, right? Or 30, 40 feet. Sorry, not meters. But the tsunami would have been enough to clear even some of that height. But you see the water as it comes in, and it's like it's not like a cartoon thing, right? Where it's just this massive, giant wave. It's just the sheer volume of water that just keeps coming, and it just keeps coming and coming and coming.
It's such a force.
Yeah. And it's just like, oh my, I mean, it's, you watch this town just get completely swept off the map and it's just, it's like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Move to higher ground. You know,
I know.
If I was in Japan, I would be living definitely not on the shore. I would not be on the coastal. I would get myself inland a bit because it's not like, I mean, How many have they had? Probably numerous ones.
I would assume so. Now, to any of my family that happens to be listening on this before the cruise or during the cruise,
take
just
me up
know,
on my Lord of the Flies.
You know, the hammock is a good option. Hopefully, we're still fine. And I think that's probably a good way to end this between episodes.
Yeah, you're going to be going on a cruise. You're going to Thunderdome it up, take the entire ship over. It's going to be on the news. I'm going to be like, yeah. And I'll drop the pod that day.
Yeah, and you'll be like, yeah, and you know what? The hammock really was the key to winning the battle.
Exactly. They were not seasick. Everyone else was seasick, but the McCarthy clan had taken over all the hammocks, so they were able to keep their feet and their wits about them.
All right. As always, I'm Jeremy.
I'm Jason. Got your back. All right. If you want to get in touch with us, there are a number of ways you can do it. You can hit us up on Twitter at @_PGPod. It's our new Twitter account. On Instagram at Parental Guidance Podcast, all together, lowercase, no spaces or anything like that. Or you can email us at pgpconnection@gmail.com. We look forward to hearing from you and to many more episodes. Remember, we got you back. The Parental Guidance Podcast is a creation of Silver Badger Productions. If you would like more information, go to www.silverbadgerproductions.com or on Twitter at @SilverBadgerPro.